Mihi tonu ana ki a koutou whakarau mai nei ki te reo irirangi, te hiku o teika, tāku kei runga te waia, a tēnei o ngā whāia tupuna te tamahine Lisa McNabb, no reira, e te tamahine mihi anara.
Ai, tēnā koe, atamari e pita, tēnā koutou, ngā whānau, nō te hiku, o teika, ngā mihi atu ki a koutou, ngā kaumātua, ngā mihi atu ki ngā whānau e ngaro ana he pau o e hinga rātou, e mihi atu ki ngā mate, haere ngā mate, haere atu rā. Nā, ka hori ki a tātou katoa, ngā taringa ora, ngā kanohi ora, tēnā te mihi ki a koutou katoa. Kia ora, Pita.
Ai, kia ora, tautoko anai wē nā mihi, marunga te kōrero e taurahere ngā kapua, ko te ara hīko inga o te maha, o rātou ko ngaro i te tirohanga kanohi, ka huihui te kāwai wairua, ae rā e te tamahine, ka ea ngā mihi ki te wāhi ngaro, ngari mai anu e kona, ngā mihi ki tō tuakana i a koe noho mai nei kona mō tēnei wā, e ngari wā tāua wāhanga kōrero, e pāna ki ngā mātua, e hanga whakaro o ngā mātua, e noho nei pēna i a koe nā, e tupuna noho e ako ana i ngā tamariki te hau kāinga, engari i te heke ngā hō ki te taumata rua ko puare ano ngā kura, e aha o whakaro e pāna ki te ako i a tātou tamariki, noho tonu i te kāinga i te māma o te mahi kia kore i e piritahi pea ki wetahi atu i te kura te ahai ko te COVID-19, kei konei e noho tonu ana horekau tātou mōhio ana kei hia, horekau tātou e hehi ana kia pāpā mai ki a tātou tamariki moko punaraini. E hawau whakaro e te tamahine Elisa mō a tātou tamariki hoki ki te kura o noho ako ngā ki te kāinga.
Oh, kia ora, Pite. He pai tēnā kaupata, he pai tēnā take. Nā te mea tōku whakaro tuatahi ko tēnā te choice o ngā mātua e etahi tamariki, ne? Nā te mea tōku whakaro, ka hori au ki te reo Pākehā, Pita. My thinking is, Pita, yes, absolutely, it's a parent's choice on how and where their tamariki are schooled. It's a parent's choice and responsibility to ensure their tamariki are getting the best education possible. And if that responsibility or if their choice enables and ensures me as a kranu mama or you as the father or those who are part and parcel of that whānau, if those parents can assure me as a grandmother, per se, that they're the best ones suited to educate their children, and they would meet all and supersede all the requirements. Then pay. But you know, long as whānau have good, robust discussions around the where's and why for's, then pay. But if it is just built off the crisis of COVID-19, and then all of a sudden, you sort of anxious as a parent about sending your tamariki back to school, or if you have just discovered that you could do better than what's being done in a school environment, always remembering that you were given the opportunity, was forced upon us to become educators in our home environment. Now, again, if you have just thought, and because you've seen how well you've done, and you think you can do this, and you've got all the right support, then again, pai tēnā. But if it's still built on the back end of your anxiety or your anxiousness about the safety of your tamariki in a school environment, then you need to get and have conversations with your tumuaki, your principal, in my thinking. Why? Because there's so much being done in this time of COVID-19 that has been all about safety, all about staying safe, all about keeping the COVID coronavirus at bay. So if your anxiousness is still high, your anxiety is still high, then you need to be talking with those in that sector, in the education sector, to allay your fears around the safety issues. I know, the other thing for me is by keeping your tamariki away from kura, if the kura is back open or from, you know, whatever school they're at, the numbers are being reduced. If homeschooling is going to continue all the way through the rest of the education time, then that's going to have an effect on what roles look like and what resources happen to your schools or your kura. So while that's not necessarily your responsibility to think or even care about that, what happens if then you decide to take your child back and the resources that were once there are no longer? Now, I'm just talking off the top of my head. I don't know if these things are going to happen. These are just things from your pātai that have raised in my head. The other thing is that our tamariki and the interaction, the social interaction abilities, the socialising with both their teachers, adults, with their own peers and with their kaina within the school. These are all huge things in terms of shaping how and who our tamariki become. The other thing for me is that I know at Pukemiro, and hopefully it's the same at all other kura, and I'm sure it would be because it was a kōrero that came from Iona Hofstede, who was the Secretary of Education, the CEO of Education or whatever it's called. She, in one of the pānui that came out, one of the learnings the Education Ministry of Education has got is that when the earthquake happened in Christchurch several years ago now, when the kids came back to school, they did not really take them through their whole experience. They did not talk about earthquakes and the feelings and the fear and all of the emotions that these children would have gone through. I'm talking about Christchurch, right? So what has occurred in later time from those earthquakes, is that in some schools that were close to main streets or, you know, whatever, as an example, when a heavy truck rumbled down the road, several children within classes just freaked right out because of the memories that were had and experiences that were had when the earthquake happened. So that meant, and the learning, from that was they should have taken time out to kōrero and allow the kids time and give them space to share their experiences. Could have been facilitated by the teachers, and that also applies to the teachers. So I'm making that comparison back to your kōrero that I know at Pukemiro. For the past week, the kids started school on Monday, and for the past week, the whole kura have been in Wānanga, to their akomanga, into wānanga, back into their own levels, because they've got shared spaces. where the whole conversation, the whole week's learning, the whole week's kaupapa has been about COVID-19 and the lockdown. And the conversations have been facilitated to allow the kids to share, what did COVID mean to you as a 5-year-old? What did COVID mean to you as a 14-year-old, or, you know, year one, or a year 9, or a year 12? What did lockdown mean? So they've allowed or given space to and for the tamariki to talk about this experience that has been part of our lives for the last 6 weeks. What did level 3 mean? What did, you know, what does level 2 mean? So they've stepped out and through this, these past 6-7 weeks with the tamariki, which has enabled, I think, to our tamariki to express their feelings, their thoughts, their experiences during the time. Now, going, if we reflect that back to those parents those whānau who have made the decision to keep their tamariki at home and homeschool them, I just make that comparison. No, it's not even a comparison. I just put that train of thought on the table to say, if it's anxiousness that is still, you know, has made you come up with this decision, it's your decision and that's pay. But if it's anxiousness that can be, you know, whakatau, then seek that conversation out. Seek that assurance out from, you know, your school sector. If it is about that you've made the decision to keep them at home until we go back where there's no levels at all, and you know, we've been through 1, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then back to 0. If you've made a conscious decision to keep them at home while the levels still exist and homeschool them, then paiana again, it's your choice. But I keep going back to, what is the driver behind you doing that? And is that decision the best that you can provide, the best teaching, the best social interaction for your tamariki at home? Because at the end of the day, it is your decision. But I just say, pita, what's the driver behind it? What's the driver behind the decision? And if it meets in your head and the whānau who have the best intentions and want the best for you and your tamariki who are around you, in their heads that it's the best decision, then pai tēnā. But if there is one of those drivers behind it, then seek, go back to your kura, get reassurance, get whatever you require to say, yep, I'm okay for the minute, I'll keep them home, but once we drop down, I'll send them back. Keep reviewing, I think, what your decision is, but I keep saying it's your decision at the end of the day.
Kia ora, e tata mahi nei. Rungoa tona, e mihi ana. I respect what you have shared, and the thing is that only a fire would know, really, the field of issues within the family. As as the breadwinner, 9 out of 10 times, is always the male. However, in this point in time, things have changed a lot. Some families have to, both parents go to work. Some families, the female goes to work and the male is the mother that stays at home. However, that's not the issue. What we are sharing here is whether homeschooling, you know, is as an alternative through what we have become, and the resources made available via the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, is that parents are sharing is that we would rather, the thing is the risk of sending their tamariki to school, they would prefer to minimize or eliminate that risk altogether about interaction between children at kura, because children will always be children. And the thing is that what they do not share is there are people out there that are absolutely well, they're not maiwiwi in any way, but they are actually carriers for this COVID-19. You know, so more or less what I'm going down here is, as you yourself has, you know, said, reflect on, you know, is it the right decision? For myself as a great-grandfather is that I have got mokopunas at home that were looking forward to going back to kura or even coming down the level to coming into town. And my kōrero was to them always, if you go to town, you get a cough. I said, you know what happens, eh? Because I've got mokomokos here, until your cough goes, you won't be allowed to come home. You're going to have to go back to your mum's place. And they made a conscious decision themselves, is it worth going to town just for 10 minutes with that risk? And their answer they made, nah, I'm quite happy here. There is no way I'm going for out there for 10, 15 minutes and getting a cough and getting locked out of a place I really call home. So Elisa, in saying that a lot of this generation longest, they understand, they actually make conscious decisions on the run, and some of them, you know, through what we've come through COVID, have been absolutely outstanding. E no reira e te tamahi ne hariana mō wō kōrero, engari I runga ano o atatāua take, e tautokwana, it comes down to the parents themselves. If you feel that the decision you have made consciously is the right decision, firstly about health and well-being, you know, the support will always be there. However, the interaction of children in their youth is a part of the moulding for themselves being able to interact in their future. Nō reira e te tamahine e hariana, I wātea mai koe mai I whangarei te renga palawa kia kōrero taua. Nō reira, kei a koe a taua mihi mutunga.
Tēnā koe pita, ngā mihi atu kia koe. Kia koutou katoa ngā whānau o te heku o teka. Nō reira, tēnā. Me mauri ora kia koutou.
Kia ora e tamahine, mauri ora rā. Kia koutou whakarongo mai rā ki tērā reo o Lisa McNabb mai I whangarei te renga palawa. Eha ke te kaupapa tika. Eha ke te kaupapa pai. Ko teha ke te kaupapa hāpai I te hauora o ngā tamariki me ngā whānau. Nō reira ki a koutou, ko wērā ngā kōrero a pāme Lisa McNabb tak manuiri, e mihi atu nei rā, māuri ora.